project gives a whole new meaning to the old phrase, turning swords into plowshares. A group of scuba divers wants to sink an old naval vessel and turn it into a multi-purpose artificial reef. The decommissioned naval destroyer Nipigon will provide a habitat for fish and aquatic vegetation, a hotspot for anglers, and an interesting site for scuba divers. The vessel will also become an underwater classroom for marine archaeology and environmental studies students, as well as a research site for biologists and ecologists. The Nipigon will even provide an interesting underwater location for movie and television productions. What's nice about the plan is that the wreck site will be free and open to everyone. And although the Nipigon is a Canadian ship going down in Canadian waters, the project is gaining international attention. In fact, much of the funding comes from Project AWARE, a California-based scuba association dedicated to preserving the aquatic environment. It may seem ironic that this project falls so closely on the heels of the Kursk sinking. So much international attention has been focused on the possibility of raising the radioactive ship and her dead crew. But while the Nipigon will be the first Canadian warship to be deliberately sunk in the Great Lakes, there have already been several successful sinkings off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Last year, the Canadian warship Yukon was decommissioned and bought by a San Diego-based group. It was sunk off the coast of California in June. Right now, the only holdup to the Nipigon project is red tape. Once the ship is decommissioned and any environmental hazards such as fuel oil are removed, it can then be sold and shipped up the St. Lawrence to Lake Ontario. Then the fun part begins. A demolition expert will carefully set charges above and below the waterline, and then boom, down she goes. So if all goes well, this newest Great Lakes attraction will be open about this time next year. Anyone for a